Why it's even more crucial to manage stress in your 40s for better hormone health and happiness. Once we approach our late 30s, and especially as we move into our 40s, our hormones start to change quite significantly. And it's all to do with the communication between your brain and your ovaries, which in your 40s starts to change and can go a little haywire. The diagram below, please refer to the blog post to see it, shows the typical ebb and flow of estrogen and progesterone throughout an average 28-day natural cycle. It's perfectly normal for these two hormones to fluctuate all month and dance their delicate dance, but trouble occurs when one or both of these hormones starts taking the wrong steps in the dance routine, causing an imbalance which brings on the symptoms a lot of us know but do not love. Throughout the month, your brain communicates with your ovaries to produce estrogen and progesterone at various times to bring about the necessary changes to stimulate ovulation and preparation to hold a pregnancy. This is a normal and necessary element of healthy periods, whether we want to become pregnant or not. Why? Because we make progesterone each month only as a result of ovulating that month. The more cycles we have where we don't ovulate, known as anovulatory cycles, the more months we have where we don't make progesterone. And the solid pink line in the diagram is no longer nice and high just after ovulation, and instead remains low like it was in the first half of your cycle. This is bad news for the overall balance of estrogen and progesterone and our day-to-day sense of well-being. Not only is it bad news because progesterone is such an important hormone, but it also puts us in an estrogen dominant state, which basically means estrogen starts to become the dominating hormone. Why does this matter? Because symptoms and issues that come with being estrogen dominant include heavy and painful periods, tender or painful breasts, bloating, so water retention all around your body, that sensation of puffiness, weight gain and trouble losing weight, increased PMS, particularly around mood, anxiety, sleep, headaches and migraines, and the growth of fibroids is encouraged in the presence of estrogen dominance. Now, just a little note on estrogen dominance before we move on. We can be in an estrogen dominant state due to having low progesterone in relation to their ideal balance or ratio, like I just described. And we can also be estrogen dominant due to making too much estrogen in the body or taking in too much external sources of estrogen. So these are environmental toxins that have been shown to mimic estrogen once they get inside the body and therefore add to the body's total load of estrogen. Or it can be that we're not clearing out the estrogen that we do make, which might not necessarily be too much, but it just means that it could just be that we're not clearing it out of our body effectively and efficiently enough. And therefore, we're holding on to estrogen that should have been cleared out of your body via your liver and gut. So that's just a little note on how we can become estrogen dominant. But today, for the purposes of this post, we're just talking about it in relation to not making enough progesterone each month, which causes estrogen to be the more dominant hormone. So healthy progesterone levels, as per the diagram, isn't only important to prevent estrogen domination, but progesterone is a key hormone for a lot of reasons. And so losing it is something we want to actively avoid in our 40s. So let's look at why progesterone is so important. So as I already mentioned, it prevents the typical estrogen dominant symptoms. It's basically the yin to estrogen's yang. It's vital for our overall sense of well-being and good sleep. It's our anti-anxiety hormone. It's our calming hormone because it boosts GABA, our chill pill brain chemical, and increases our capacity to deal with stress and anxiety. It boosts our metabolism and lean muscle mass, so it's key for keeping body fat in check. It supports the health of our thyroid gland, and it's a natural diuretic, so it can prevent water retention and puffiness around the body. Now, in your 40s, your hormones are way more impacted by stress, whilst your brain is communicating down to them that something is wrong and that you're under threat. Your body's stress response cannot tell the difference between being stuck in traffic or being overloaded at work, which isn't life-threatening, and being chased by a tiger, which is life-threatening. And that's what our ancestors had to do all those years ago, which is where our stress response has evolved from. And this is how our hormones are impacted by stress. It's the brain telling your ovaries not to produce your sex hormones as per the diagram, because it's not a safe time to hold a pregnancy. And today's stresses are emotional, physical, mental, such as relationship issues, family issues and obligations, being too busy, high pressure job, being at the pinnacle of your career, stressful commutes to and from work, pandemics, lockdowns, working from home when you don't want to, missing loved ones, any worries, any anxieties, lack of sleep, any sadness or upset. So you can see that there's a lot of stress in our lives today that wasn't there hundreds of years ago. And this sort of chronic stress is more prominent in our 40s compared to in our 20s. And unless you can run away and live on a remote paradise island, stress is going to continue to feature in your life in some way. If only we could just yell at our brain and tell it that we don't want to get pregnant. So please just let me ovulate and make progesterone regardless of what's going on in my life. I wish we could do that. So simply put, managing stress, prioritizing self-care and good sleep are key now more than ever, because these three things tell your brain that all is well and it's safe to allow you to have a healthy menstrual cycle every month. So this is my nudge to you to start cultivating more self-care, more joy and happiness in your life. Start creating your own stress management and self-care toolbox. I always encourage my clients to create their own restore and recharge toolbox, and I have a whole module dedicated to this inside my Rebalance and Thrive group program. It's basically a toolbox of habits and practices you can tap into each day that can help you to better deal with the day-to-day stresses in your life. So reduce or eliminate stress wherever possible, and then use the tools below and come up with your own on a regular basis to help your brain and body better cope, so you can start to experience life in a more positive and healthy way. Some of my favorite tools include going for a walk in nature. So being surrounded by green and woodland is really helpful to tell the brain that you're fine, everything's okay. Do this every single day if you can, preferably morning and or around lunchtime. That's when the daylight is brightest. Or 10 to 20 minutes of Qigong. Now, this is something I've recently started doing and I wish I'd started it years ago. I find some great short practices on YouTube for free. And I also pay a very small monthly subscription to Movement for Modern Life, which is an online platform for on-demand yoga and wellbeing classes, including Qigong, Yin and restorative yoga. I might do 10 to 20 or even an hour, 10 to 20 minutes or even an hour of gentle Hatha yoga or Vinyasa style yoga, 10 to 60 minutes of Yin yoga, 5 minutes just sitting in silence with my eyes closed and focusing on my breath, 10 to 30 minutes doing a guided meditation lying down on my bed. I either do a yoga nidra body scan meditation, which I highly recommend, or other guided meditation I like the sound of using the Insight Timer app, which is free. Some of my favorite yoga nidra and relaxing meditations on the Insight Timer app are by a teacher named Laura McDonald. A 60 to 90 minute restorative yoga class I practice once or twice a week, also found on the Movement for Modern Life app subscription. 10 to 60 minutes chilling out on the sofa, reading fiction, watching some comedy or just chilling. Listening to my favorite music from my childhood and teenage years always manages to shift my mood. And for me, this is 90s R&B. A warm bath in Epsom salts for about 20, 25 minutes with candles and relaxing music is something I also tap into through the week. So what do you like the sound of from this list? And can you create your own toolbox? I hope this blog has been helpful for you in some way. Enjoy organizing your stress management toolbox and implementing it into your days. And trust me, this is a real game changer for hormone health. Thanks for listening.